Hello and welcome to The Property Exchange, your guide to the latest news, views and opinions in residential property, with Winkworth, with you every step of the way in the property market. Your host is writer and commentator Anne Ashworth.
Hello and welcome to the Property Exchange podcast. Christmas is coming, so we're going on a festive journey headed for two places in London where there's good cheer and good shopping. In this episode, we're stepping into Christmas, looking at how neighbourhood shops are working hard to make the season jolly for the people living nearby. The pandemic has seen the demise of many high streets, but also the rise of new neighbourhood hubs where independent shops are thriving and creating a new village vibe with artisan bakeries, coffee shops and cafes. So what forces are brought about this revival and how can they be sustained? What kinds of local neighbourhood shops can make a high street a great place to hang out this Christmas? We're going to be focusing on two different London locations. Wearing my Christmas earrings, I'm joined by Adam Stackhouse, Managing Director, Developments and Commercial Investments at Winkworth, James Wilkinson of Winkworth in Highgate, and Doug Moss of Winkworth Southfields. Great that you all can join us. But first to you, Adam. From your perspective, what's been happening in our high streets?
Well, I think the thing that's occurred immediately, really, in my mind when I look at the high streets across the southeast is that the local community has stopped taking the high street for granted. So they're looking at it and thinking, well, I've got to balance my life out now. I'm being called back into the workplace maybe 3 or 4 days a week. So they're really engaging and seeing the high street as a place for relaxation and entertainment. There's a kind of collective support, really, a kind of energy that's kicking back into the high street. And this can be demonstrated by some of the more consistent new offerings that we're seeing. We're starting to do deals with gym operators where people are coming together to exercise, which hopefully has a positive feeling at the end of the workout. And you're also seeing people looking for places to meet, to spend time together and to re-engage. So there's a real energy, there's a collective appetite, and we're starting to see the street markets back, which is fantastic.
So for you, what are the key elements that make a high street great?
Community. We need people there and we need them to have things that they are interested in and that they've got an appetite for. We've seen a period of gentle wage growth over the course of the calendar year. There is some disposable income, and we want to encourage people to redistribute these funds into their local high street. I think as long as we can provide them with the sort of basic things that they're looking for within walking or an easy commute of their homes, then these individuals are really celebrating their communities again and looking forward to a really good time in their local area.
Let's think about three things that make a high street great. Are there certain brands, for example, certain bakers? Do you need an artisan butcher? And how many coffee shops do you actually need?
Not as many coffee shops as we've currently got. There are sort of super brands that give the high street some recognition. Gales would be an example of that, where the arrival of Gales has been recently linked to a boost in house prices. I'm not sure if it's their own marketing machine or if it's facts. Artisan butcher, how about just a butcher? Just somewhere to go and buy your food locally rather than experience the trauma of a supermarket. I think the bringing people together thing has become really important. Places to bring your children, places where you can hang out together as a family group. So any kind of community activity is the kind of backbone of the high street at the moment. Now, this won't be obvious when you walk up and down, but we're starting to see a step up in amenities for families and for older people to come together. And that is the real value here.
Now, have any new neighbourhoods emerged as the places to go since the pandemic? Can you name some names of places that are a real destination now that weren't before?
Well, I think market towns traditionally lend themselves more comfortably to this type of model. So as long as there's a strong community within walking distance of a high street. And certainly areas where I'm seeing a resurgence at the moment would be the commuter belt down towards the southeast. Guildford and Godalming are areas where there's an enormous local population with disposable income. And there's been an increase in assisted living housing developments on the outskirts, which are pushing more people into that funnel of the high street. I also think that certain local authorities have been a little bit more proactive with their planning policies, and that has allowed the high street to repopulate itself.
So, Adam, can you give us two locations that are now on the map, say one traditional London village and one that's been almost created by the conditions of the pandemic?
Yes, Anne, I certainly can. I think that if you look across London, there are deep historic locations such as Highgate Village that would be a very good example of a super established traditional high street that has got all of the amenities that we're talking about, a sort of artisan butcher, plenty of coffee shops, heaps of architectural character. And as I understand things, that particular location's gone from strength to strength. But there are new areas sort of burgeoning from the kind of outcome of work from home and people being more available in their local area. Areas such as Southfields, for example, that traditionally the local residents would rely on popping to sort of places further afield, whether it be Wimbledon or Putney, are now finding that they have these amenities on their doorstep and they can power up and enjoy them immediately.
Right, so I think it's time for a tour of those two neighbourhoods. First to Highgate. We're going up a hill because it's very hilly. James, Highgate is your part of town. It has the most famous cemetery in London. But what also should we know about this really historic part of London?
Well, you're absolutely right. It is a beautiful village perched at the top of a hill, one of the highest parts of London. Its history goes back many centuries. But what comes to mind is a comment that Yehudi Menuhin said about Highgate, which was a place he lived for many years. And he said it was London's green lung. And the reason he said that was because there are many open spaces in Highgate as well for people to enjoy, huge parks and woods, which attracts people to visit on a daily basis, not just the history of the place, but you can go out and enjoy the recreational part of it as well.
And those parks are Hampstead Heath and anything else?
Yep, Hampstead Heath. That's probably the most best known of the parks. Highgate Wood, a very old ancient wood. Queen's Wood, Waterlow Park. And we have London's longest linear local nature reserve as well, called the Parkland Walk.
So very green. But now we're in your village. How's it looking this Christmas? Where are the absolute destination coffee shops, butchers, etc.?
Well, it's looking lovely and sparkly, as it always does. I think everybody loves the traditional Christmas lights that we have generally had every year, the same sort of format where lights zigzag their way across our high street and we light up Pond Square, which is a particular focal point for the village. So it looks very, very nice indeed, as usual. Well, I think we've got all bases covered for all those other things. We've got all manner of pubs to choose from, for example, very old traditional historic pubs. Some have been there for centuries. Some have actually only just opened. There's a terrific new pub, for example, called The Crown. But I could name any of the others and you'd be more than happy with what you're going to get. All of them will look after you with decent food and drink. You can get a good hot chocolate at any of the local coffee houses in Highgate. There are one or two chains, but there are one or two independents as well that have been there for also been there for many, many years. If you want to go to a butcher, well, I think we have the finest one in London. It's called the Highgate Butcher, run by a family for decades, Phyllis and Lee. You want your duck, you want your turkey, or whatever else it might be, go there and they'll look after you.
I'm really feeling hungry already. Is it your sense that the pandemic almost reinvigorated your location?
I'm not so sure about that. I think one of the things I'd say about Highgate is it is a very stable area. It's a constant area where people have come and stayed for many years. There is a dynamism to it as well. People are always coming and going. There is, just like anywhere else in London, a bit of a transitory thing going on there. But I think on the whole, it's a challenge to walk up that high street and not be stopped at least once by somebody who knows you, because it's a village and people know each other and have been there for many years. Their kids have grown up together. It's very much a family environment, I think. some shops have come and some have arrived. I suppose that was inevitable. But on the whole, one of the things I think that makes Highgate such a lovely place to come to and be in is that it's just so steady and a great place for people to live.
So reinvented yet unchanging. Now, for anybody who's now tempted to go Christmas shopping for a house in your neighbourhood, what's the entry-level price for a nice family place?
Well, it's going to take a very big Santa sack to fit a house into, of course, but hey. Well, entry-level, if you're going to buy a house, you're not, I'm afraid, going to get much change out of a starting price of around £1.2 million. There is a whole plethora of property to choose from in Highgate, as it's a traditional old place. There have been properties built from centuries ago right up to modern day. They'll all have their own price relative, but you can spend a heck of a lot more than that. If you're looking for something very big, there are mansions there. You're not going to see them every day of the week on the market, of course, but you're talking then into the realm of several millions.
Are there flats in the high street so that you could live near these lovely pubs and coffee shops?
Yeah, and some of them are actually above the shops. So you can live right in the heart of the high street if you want to. The entry price for those would be somewhere in the region of £700,000 upwards. But yeah, I mean, you're right in the heart of Highgate if you're living in the high street above any of those shops. And in any of the roads just off the high street as well. There are a few of those too. We're bordered literally by Camden and Haringey. We're split in half by the two boroughs. So you could live in either of those boroughs. Yeah, I mean, I think from a flat perspective, you could get a one-bedroom flat for around £500,000 upwards, but not very easy these days, unfortunately.
Right, thank you for that. And over to you, Doug. Southfields in southwest London is your neighbourhood. Now, a lot of us know it as the tube station where we're told to alight for the Wimbledon Tennis Championship. But there's a lot more, so tell us all about it.
Yeah, you're right. Southfields really has been put on the map by Wimbledon Tennis, but there's so much more. You know, probably over the last sort of 10, 12 years, it's gone from not a huge amount actually being there. You know, we're surrounded by Wimbledon and Putney on either side, which are the areas that are more well known. And Southfields has been that sort of little pocket in the middle, which has been overlooked for too long. But we've really come into our own in terms of an area, lots of new independent shops, coffee shops, butchers. You know, they've already been mentioned as sort of pillars of the community. And Southfields really has become very much a hugely community-based area. And that's really sort of pulled the shops and local independent stores in, which is fantastic to see. Dropshot in particular, I'll give a shout out, as a very local, fantastic independent coffee shop. It really is a hub of the local families that live here. So,
is there a butcher?
Yeah, so we've got aptly named the Village Butchers, which has been there for a long time. They're fantastic butchers. I'd argue, I haven't been to James's local butchers in Highgate, but I will absolutely argue it's certainly on par, if not better. It's fantastic butchers. Absolutely get everything you can for Christmas there.
So not so long ago, Southfields people went to Wimbledon or to Putney, but now Southfields is their destination.
Yeah, it's really become a hub in itself. Yes, before you would have to go to shopping centres further afield, but we've got our local independent butchers, coffee shops, little independent shopping stores, Wishlist, and we've got a new Lark, which has just opened as well, for a few tidbits in terms of Christmas presents. But our high street really has actually become that, a high street. So you can stay in Southfields. You know, we have people coming from, you know, further afield to come to some of the independent stores here now. You've got a fantastic independent bakery called Chantroy. French bakers do fantastic baguettes, and people come from a long way afield, actually, to come and shop there and get their food there. So, you know, it's nice to sort of see it turn on its head a little bit and people actually coming to us to get their local bits and pieces.
So you heard it here first. You may think that the high street is dying, but we've seen a high street be invented in the last two or three years. Now, say if somebody is now thinking, I'd like to go Christmas shopping for a house in Southfields. What's the entry price for a family house, say?
Yeah, so not dissimilar to James, really, in Highgate, really, for these you know, entry-level houses. We are very much Edwardian terraced houses, beautiful period buildings. but they are largely starting from that sort of 1.2 million plus. Certainly if you don't want to do any work, but they can push on towards those sort of 1.5, 1.6 million pounds now. You know, Southfields, again, has caught up with those areas, either side of it, very affluent areas like Wimbledon and Putney, and it's pushed the prices on. But, you know, we are very much a family-orientated local area. We have some fantastic primary schools, Sherringdale, St Michael's, Wimbledon Park Primary, which really draw those families in, and that has pushed those prices. You get a lot more for your money in Southfields than those surrounding areas, which has, you know, helped to push those prices up. But we've got, you know, those fantastic schools, farmers markets that pop up in the local school playgrounds as well. You know, I myself are regular at Wimbledon Park Primary farmers market. It's a fantastic little local area to be in.
Well, I feel full of Christmas cheer, and we're going to turn to you, Adam. The High Street, it's alive and well, provided local communities support them.
Without a doubt, Anne. And there are two great examples of the old reinvigorating itself and a completely new entrance. So I've got no doubt the future of the High Street is strong.
So all we want for Christmas is great high streets. Now, that about wraps it up. See what I did there for Christmas from us, from Adam, James and Doug. Thank you very much for joining us for this episode of The Property Exchange. Thank you for your insights and your assessments. Do join us for next month's podcast, where we'll be looking at another key topic in the property market. If you want to know more, then be sure to subscribe.
This has been the Property Exchange podcast. For more information, go to winkworth.co.uk or find us on Facebook, Instagram and LinkedIn. The producer was Tom Maddox. For more episodes, make sure to subscribe to your favourite podcast provider.